Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Former President Trump found liable for battery and defamation.
It's absolutely unprecedented.
Debt ceiling talks at White House.
I didn't see any new movement.
Investigation into deadly Texas mall shooting.
The big question that we're dealing with right now is, what's his motive?
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former President Trump is found liable for sexual abuse and defamation and has to pay millions to a writer who accused him of rape. CBS's Matt Piper in New York.
The verdict was split. Jurors rejected E. Jean Carroll's claim that she was raped, but did find that Donald Trump sexually abused her in a department store changing room nearly 30 years ago. The jurors, six men and three women, also awarded Carroll $5 million in damages. Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina, says they plan to appeal.
Strange verdict. This was a rape claim. It was a rape case all along, and the jury rejected that.
But as for Trump's standing in the Republican Party, says political analyst Larry Sabato,
as long as the Republican Party is in tow with Donald Trump, to the extent that they are, it's hard to see how they stop him.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Multiple sources confirm for CBS News that federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Congressman George Santos, the Republican whose finances and financial disclosures have been under investigation. Sources say he's expected to be arraigned in federal court in central Islip tomorrow morning. After a meeting of top congressional leaders at the White House, the president and the Speaker of the House remain apart on how to avoid a debt default.
The House Speaker emerged from the hour-long Oval Office session to tell reporters he saw no new movement.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at.
Democrats accused Kevin McCarthy of holding the nation hostage, threatening default unless they agree to spending cuts. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The disagreements are wide.
But the leaders have tasked their staffs with continuing the conversation ahead of another meeting of the leaders and the president on Friday. To top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
That's progress.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
President Biden, speaking just minutes ago, says leaders had a productive meeting on raising the debt limit, but stresses
we need to take the threat of default off the table.
And again, he says they're going to meet again on Friday. Authorities say the gunman who killed eight people and wounded seven at a suburban Dallas shopping mall had no prior criminal record, but had neo-Nazi beliefs. Hank Sibley with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
We are trying to get into his computer and on social media and find out, you know, whether he had anything that he'd publicized or been out. We're looking around. We're seeing what he's trying to find. We looked at and trying to get every information we can.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 57 points. The NASDAQ fell 77. Now this.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has six perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
An independent panel proposes women at average risk for breast cancer have a mammogram every 2 years, starting at age 40. CBS's Allison Keyes.
In 2009, the panel suggested women should start biennial screening at the age of 50, but Task Force Vice Chair Dr. Wanda Nicholson says technology now is better.
Medicine evolves. Research evolves.
She says following the draft recommendation to begin mammograms at 40 can drop breast cancer mortality by 20% for all women and
about 24% in Black women.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says more research is needed into disparities affecting women of color, including equitable follow-up screening. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Texas border towns are on high alert ahead of the Thursday's expiration of Title 42 and an anticipated influx of migrants. Laredo Mayor Trey Mendez is concerned about those arriving with medical issues.
We're a medically underserved community, and as it is right now, we have ambulances waiting 2 hours in front of the emergency room before they can be taken in.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. An Israeli airstrike killed at least 13 Palestinians on the Gaza Strip overnight. Palestinian health officials say 6 women and 4 children died. Israel says the attack killed 3 commanders of the militant group Islamic Jihad. CBS's Rami Innocencio reports.
Israeli officials are already steeling themselves for days of revenge, of retaliation. They've ordered all businesses and all schools to close within 25 miles of the Gaza border. Reportedly, more than 2,000 Israelis who live right on that border have already fled their homes. Other villages, towns prepping for evacuations.
An effort is underway by scientists in Australia to inoculate the iconic koala bear from chlamydia, which is infecting the country's animal population. Reporter Scott Maiman in Canberra.
The disease can lead to blindness, infertility and death in koalas, which can't climb trees to avoid predators. But a trial that began in March is being recognised as a safe way to help koalas as they're caught in the wild, vaccinated and let go, then monitored.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Starbucks fans are furious about price adjustments.
Like flavor that packs more of a punch? Beginning today, that'll cost you more at Starbucks. A customer named Rhea is leading complaints on TikTok.
With this change, if you say no water, you will get charged an extra $1 for them adding more base. Additionally, if you say no ice or light ice, you also be charged this $1 because they have to add more base to make up for the space loss.
Her video's gone viral. Angry customers are responding, pointing out Starbucks drinks are already overpriced. They accuse the company of sheer greed. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A new survey is sounding the alarm about worries among young children, with 86% reporting worrying. The survey by Nemours Kids Health found that more than 1 in 3 kids aged 9 to 13 worry at least once a week, most often about school or friendships. More than half don't think adults understand their concerns. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.